Sí, os dejo nuestro sabiduría con mis pilchas, os dejo nuestro Daniel Shane, nuestro show falso. Okay, this week's Parshas Bo, where we have the end of the Makos. And I always am enamored by the Mak of Choshech. And there's a lot to say about the Mak of Choshech. So we'll see what we say today about the Mak of Choshech. So the Torah says in Parak Yud, Pasuk Chafal, Vayomer Hashem al Moshe, Etei Yodcha al HaShemayim. Hashem says to Moshe, to raise your hand to HaShemayim, Tei Choshech al Eretz Mitzrayim, and it should be darkness on Mitzrayim, the Yomesh Choshech. It should really be darkness. Vayei Moshe es yado al shamayim, vayei choshech afeilo b'chol eretz Mitzrayim, shloshes yomim, l'roi ish esochi, l'kob ish mitachtuk shloshes yomim, u'l'chol b'nei Yisrael hayor b'moshe Moshe. So the Medrash quotes a pasuk in Tehillim. So let's see the pasuk in Tehillim on page 4. It says, "Sholach choshech vayachshich lomoru es divaro." So let's see. Page 4, we're in the Pasuk in Tehillim. Hashem sent darkness. And Velo Moru. And they didn't go against the word. For Hashem. So we have to understand there was no merida. So we have to understand what this pasuk means. What was the merida? Let's see the Medrash. The Medrash Rabba on page 6 says, "Vayomer Hashem el Moshe v'tei yotcha l'shamayim hado d'ksiv sholach choshech v'yashif v'moros dvaro." So what does that mean? So Rabbi Seder Amru also lo kiblu b'morus devaru shal Kadosh Baruch Hu alayim. So let's look at the Eitz Yosef on the right. Also lo kiblu b'morus the iel achoshech shalom heimir devaru shal Kadosh Baruch Hu alayim mayim v'lo moru loshen rabbi. What does it mean? The choshech didn't betray God. What does that mean? And what's the plural moru? So they didn't So he says here, the Marzu, he says on the top, he says on the left, Moros al Mitzrim, lo hodu badnuso maruso. They didn't accept upon themselves the providence of the Ribbono Shel Olam. Okay, so let's see what else. Oh, so take a look. I'm showing you something in the Chasam Sefer on page 13. And the Chasam Sefer is going to quote a Sefer that we'll see if any of us ever heard of the Sefer before. Okay? Take a look on page 8. I'll show you the Shar blot of the Sefer. It's a Sefer Chochma Shlomo, Hamiyuchas el Shlomo ben David Melech Yisrael. It's pretty good. It's a, right, call him Shlomo, Shlomo Melech ben David. Faraban bach the most of the page of Tura Korob Shem Chacham Sarabsa the Shlomo Malch. And that's the Sefer. And in this Sefer, by Shlomo HaMelech, it says there were interesting things that happened during the Mach of Kush. On page 10, first arrow. Nuvaki pachadu michlosses eilach chardu l'ogoyim mifkash chayos. When we called Pesonim, we pachad. In other words, there was animals going around, and there were snakes that they heard. I guess the sounds from snakes and animals, like it was a very frightening. In other words, you just think it was kosher, but he paints it much more elaborate than just kosher. And they heard all these animals rustling around. And snakes, you know, making sounds. And imagine if you can't see and you're hearing all these sounds, how scary it must have been. So that's what he adds in a lot of imagery into the Machah. This is from the Masorah of Shlomo HaMelech. Okay. So the Chasam Sofer on page 13 says, Midrash Mevi Zev Shomer Chosuf, page 14. In the Sefer Chochmah Shlomo, Pasuk Shayu Gamkein Maros Mavhilos Nirim LeMitzrayim. There was these images that they saw that they were, you know, they almost saw, they heard, that was scaring the Egyptians. And Gam Pasuk Shayu Yoshim Gamkein Misakana Atzuma. And you know what else was there besides these rustlings? The Ferrari? We're in Kumbish now. We just saw in the Sefer Chochmas on page 8, the Sefer Chochmas Shlomo, that's Miuchas to Shlomo HaMelech. And the Chasam Sofer brings him down on page 14. He says that during the Mach of Choshech, that they were Maros Mavhilos, page 3 or 4, Nirim LeMitzrayim. Because they heard these snakes and these animals rustling around, and it was very frightening. And Gam Pasha, he says, Yoshvim Gamkin Besakana Atzuma, Ki Yabiyad Yisrael Laharagosom, Likach Mamonov Aleilech. If Klal Yisrael really wanted to, they could have killed the Egyptians, because the Klal Yisrael could see, the Egyptians couldn't see. So this would have been an opportunity for them to, you know, do all types of things. Because it says, Vayashba Yosef is very Israel anymore. And what was the Shvua? The Shvua, Klal Yisrael took a Shvua that they're not going to leave without Paro's permission. So that's what the footnote Samuk Beis. He says, "Kedisa Tagim Yonason." Heishua Yosef is Bnei Israel. The only Yosef, the Loyotzu Kolim Zmana. That Klal Yisrael took a shvuah. Yosef made them take a shvuah that they're not going to leave before the time, meaning they're not going to just escape. Paro is going to have to send them out, and then when Paro sends them out, that's a proof that the time has come. So they took that shvuah in Parshas Vayechi. So that's pshat in the pasuk Shlach Choshech Vayachshech. Hashem brought Choshech. But so therefore, at that point, Klal Yisrael could have just ran out of Mitzrayim, right? For a long time, several days they had the Choshech, and they could see. So I would have said, pack your bags, go, escape. But Devaro shenishbu al kach. They didn't renege on their words that they won't leave without permission. Lo avru al shrua, ki lo baruchu oz b'mitzray. So that's the first thing he says, that they didn't leave without permission, even though they could have left, but they kept their word. Then he says, "Ulchol b'nei Yisrael hayor b'moshrosa," page 14. Zehaya neis niflo. Olam chashach ba'ad ha-mitzrim v'heir Yisrael. So he has a kasha. Yesh l'hakshos, says the chasim. Ma tzorach l'neis hazeh? Why did they need this miracle? I don't know which is the bigger miracle, but he's saying, why did they have to do it this way of just bringing darkness? Why did he just take away their sight? Lo yochol l'hakos es Yisrael et es Mitzrayim b'sadverim. U'l'hakos einayim. Lo yachshich olam or olam. Yeah, he could have done it that way. Just take away their eyesight temporarily, whatever.
Not pretty like cool. In Zdaim. Like in Zdaim.
Yeah. Yeah, b'sadverim, right?
Yeah.
The Ferrari's poured together by stone.
For which Mina has this shot that he says it didn't take place that way. It's up beyond their eyes.
Yeah. Well, cataracts. Cataracts, they say. Venirek Lefarshki, Iver, he says like this. If a person's blind, so he's losing that koyach of sight, marvich b'shar chushav. He says a fascinating idea that what you're lacking in sight, you make up in other areas that you have. It could be more something in other areas. Because whatever yanika that was supposed to come to the eyesight, and now you don't have the eyesight, so it'll help other areas of the body. But if you have perfect eyesight, it's just choshech. So now you lose both, because now you can't see because it's dark, and then you don't get the advantage of what you're losing in the eyesight you make up in other areas because you have perfect eyesight. It's just that it's dark. So that's what he says. So that's why it was dafka choshech, because if Hashem would have brought blindness, then okay, they had blindness, but then whatever they're lacking in the blindness, that koyach will go in another area. But if they can have perfect sight and they still can't see because of choshech, now they lose the ability to see, and they also don't get made up in other areas in the body. And that's Pshat in the Gemara in Beitza. Okay, the Amru Chazal, Hametzape al Shulchan Acherim Olam Choshech Bado. That if you try to be supported by other people, not talking about when you're a young kid, you know, but I guess you're older and you're being supported, the world will be Choshech for you. Why? The Hisha Balabais Nene Yigia Kapo. In other words, if a person's a balabais and he works and he gets a parnasa, he's an enem b'gi akapel. He called makam a mitzapa al shulchano marviach b'shari chushav sha'osik b'taroso b'li dago bilbul v'arehu kasuma ma'shamafsi b'stimus enov marviach b'shari chushav. But you might think that if a person is learning and therefore he's so mitzap al shulchan acherim. So, See, maybe he's like a blind person. So meaning whatever he's losing the blind, he's marviach in this. So because al gadaita chamina chamashula da sipoy al shulchan achayim ufa machlish chusov uki ilu olam choshek ba'adov eidim fuchos the mafsid mishnei atzadim. So he says, so he's like choshek. It's not like a suma. Suma has an advantage. This is like choshek. Oh, so now let's see. So this idea of what happened in Egypt is taken by the Sefer Tov Devarachah, by Rav Shaul Brach. The Sefer of the Haggadah of Pesach, by Rav Shaul Brach, one of the Gedolim of Hungary. And he says like this, on page 17. Medrash Pliya, says in the Medrash Pliya, B'shasha machu hashvatim es Yosef, that when the Shvatim sold Yosef, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, no, one day you'll be an Eved. Are you making your brother an Eved? One day you'll be an Eved. So he says, what's the pshat? Shlomo mehekdim ufarish ha-posik, the same posik at the hill. Shalach hoshech v'yachshech v'lo moru as devaro. It was the Zohar says, the Isa Bizarre Kaddish, should it's Chayvu Levin to Mitzrayim, Bishvil Chayt Mechiris Yosef. Right? They had to go to Mitzrayim because of the Chayt Mechiris Yosef. When they call Egypt Chayt Mechiris Yosef, they took Nakama from Yosef, which they hated him because he was the favorite child. They hated him, so they took Nakama. So what does Hashem say? One day you're going to be a slave. So he says a beautiful pshat. How were they misakin? They sold Yosef, so they did not, something wrong. But now they're going to have a tikkun. What's the tikkun? Hayu Mitzrayim du shana. They were in Mitzrayim for 210 years. The inu asam chol minei yisur, and they had many tortures happening to them. So, maybe some Egyptians were there, the Sodom, they must have hated the Egyptians. So it would have been easy to kill the Egyptians because the Egyptians couldn't see where they were going. The Klal Yisrael could. So, this wonderful opportunity to take vengeance, revenge on the people that you hate so much for enslaving you for so many years. But they were omen minisoyim. And then what does the pasuk say? They didn't leave. They didn't do anything. They didn't bother the Egyptians. And this is the tshuva that they did. Because they hated Yosef, so they took a vengeance on him. But now they did tshuva. They hated the Mitzrayim, but they didn't do anything to them. So Choshech was the time that they were misaking the Avera of taking the Kama to Yosef. And now they had a wonderful opportunity to take the Kama, to do anything, to hit them, to beat them, to kill them, to escape, and they didn't do anything. You sold Joseph, took the Kalmah. So you're going to say, Avodim Hayinu Faro, what does that mean? And that's, you're going to make a tikkun on that.
That was the
low moral that they didn't tell you. The low moral? Maybe moral could be lachan to show Lita.
What's the baro? How is that going against
the
smooth?
So when
Hashem
said, before
don't
you did,
what's the baro?
I mean, you can say, Hashem says, don't do anything.
Well, yeah.
Well, that's part of the shvua that they took.
This is pshat.
Yeah. And take a look on page 18. But that's a wonderful idea. So what do we see? We see the idea of the Chasam Sofer, how he learned the Pasuk and killed him, that they had a wonderful opportunity to leave, and they didn't. Right? And then Rav Shaul Brach says, and more than that, not only they didn't leave, but they now made Kapara a tikkun for how they treated Yosef, because they hated Yosef. So they took it out of him. They sold him. So the manager says, and one day you'll be sold. So what does that mean? Because that selling will be a kapara for, how is it a kapara? Because now you're going to be an Egyptian, in Egypt, and then you're going to be in the same situation where you're going to hate someone, and you'll have the ability to hurt them, to take the karma, and you're not going to, that's the key. And then two more things he says here on page 18. Bottom right. Remember Chazal, Abub Rashi, Shashisha Yomim Hayachoshech. Shloshes Yomim Choshech, Shloshes Yomim Afeil. It was 3 days of real darkness and 3 days of like cloudy. Yishlomo Tamil Zeki Moshe Bekish Parasha Yitain Rishus Yisrael Leilach Dech Shloshes Yomim Bamidbar. Right? Moshe said, they go for 3 days in the Midbar. Parashi Lem, Rabbi Mata Amarat, Yishpatim Osomim Sivlosa. That you're going to take away from their work. You're going to, if you go out 3 days, then it's going to be 3 days and 3 days back. It's going to be 6 days of lack of work. So because of that, Nenash Meshisha Yom Choshech, Vayuk Akol Batalim Mimalacha. So he says that there were 6 days Choshech because Moshe wanted Rishus, Shloshe Yomim, and he said no. So therefore, they got Bittul Malacha anyway for 6 days. And then he says, "Lori Yishev Zachim v'Kol Yishtachtav Yishdat Tevus Es Ochiv Chorim Kimiutar." What does it have to mean, Lori Yishev Ochiv? What is that relevant? Yishlom Dei Ma'od Yipol El Gimel Yom Machrod Lo Yochlu L'Kubu Leishem Kim Koshev Yevshar L'Kubu Leishem. So, what do you mean they couldn't get up? V'Kol Yishtachtav. Why couldn't they get up? So he quotes that same Sefer Chochmah Shlomo that discusses all the animals that were going around during. That's what it says. But they saw other things. Because they were afraid. Yeah, so it could mean that they heard it and they were, you know, keen, they saw it. And then he says on page 19, Kuf Samuk Bay, is that same Pasuk and Hill, Mishlom Shloyod, Mitzrayim, Shahayu Harbi Misrael, Shomros Devaro. So what does he say over here? I'm not sure what he's referring to, but So, but the main idea is what the Chasam Sofer said is that they had an opportunity here. In other words, they were sacking their sin towards Yosef during Makas Kosher. Because the idea was that they had ability to hurt somebody who they hated, so they did it. And now they had the same ability to hurt someone they hated, and they didn't. The last thing is the Sefer Shai Latorah, he quotes a Medrash, Meheichan, on page 21. Meheichan hayu osof koshech. So what's the Medrash want to know? Meheichan, where's the Choshech? What nafkamin is it? So Rav Desla says, Yeshkan lechef harol homor tachayim. Yitim zos hodei mashal. Bochor nosu miro li'er acheres. He gives a mashal. A bochor went from one city to the other to learn Torah in Yeshiv Gedol. From a Rav, the Rav of the city who was a goyim before him. Name Shalom Madur Ba. So if they're going to ask these boys, why did you come here? They're going to say, to learn Torah. Just to say, I came here because the bus took me here, the train took me here. So that doesn't make any sense. It's true that the bus took you here, but the question is, why did you go come here? That's the way you got here, but that's not the reason you came here. But do he give? Why did he come here? There was a near pasuk word of Alvai. Shayu zochim also mechayi hayom yom. Shas macham al machalot. V'bashalanu chokim ketzad his pacham. Now, as Chas Shalom, someone has a machal. Everyone wants to know all the details. What happened? You know. But they don't ask what hate did he do to cause this machal. So that's the idea. Meheichan haya osa choshech means, I don't know where the darkness came from. What was the reason? Ma garam lo osa choshech yavo. Uchivosa mi choshech shogenim. Hasei ma feilim yitzvei maroim heim sheviyu. Whereas everyone's interested in, you know, what caused this, but they're not interested on the spiritual level what caused this to happen. What did they do wrong to deserve such a thing? So you see here from one thing that Choshech was a very scary thing. It wasn't just, it was the animals running around and the snakes and everything. And it was also a wonderful opportunity to Klal Yisrael to leave or to damage them. And they didn't, even though they hated the Egyptians after so many years. And Shaul Brach says, but this was a tikkun to the Chet of Mechiras Yosef. Because the Chet of Mechiras Yosef is they hated Yosef. He was the favorite brother. They hated him, so that they had the ability to sell them. So they did. But here they hated the Egyptians, and they didn't do anything. They didn't leave. They didn't harm them in anything. And that was a kapara or a tikkun for what they did so many years. Somebody they hated. And they had the ability, they sold him as a slave. They took it into their own hands. Yeah, they could have also. But since there was a shmua, they weren't supposed to do anything, so they didn't do it. And that was a tikkun, that was a kapara on the chet of Mechiras Yosef. So you see the mile of Klal Yisrael during the Makkah of Choshech, where they could have just gone haywire, done anything they wanted, looted, stole, and they didn't. So that was the mile of Klal Yisrael you saw during Machas Choshech. Okay, Rabbi, I wish everyone a good Shabbos, and we'll see each other Bezer Shem Sunday, 11 o'clock Bezer Hashem, and we should all have a good Shabbos.
Much love. Next week.
Yeah, see.